2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 16 to 18. This is the third look we've taken at the response King Asa made to the preaching of the prophet Azariah, the son of Oded. And this is what we read in verses 16 to 18. King Asa also deposed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen mother, because she had made a repulsive Asherah pole. Asa cut the pole down, broke it up, and burned it in the Kidron Valley. Although he did not remove the high places from Israel, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. He brought into the temple of God the silver and gold, and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 16 to 18. Asa's reforms continued. Here he is responding to this preaching of the prophet. May God bless us with such blessings, with such responses, in the equivalent in the days of the new covenant. Of course, we're in the old covenant with Asa. Of course, we're talking about chopping up poles, burning them. We're talking about the temple and gold and shields and articles and so on. But let's see the principle here. Now, we've looked at this before in a brief discourse. Look at the way this man is so thorough, but not quite thorough. Fully committed, but even so, he's not quite fully committed. But let's go as far as we can with him in this discourse. His reforms reach deep into his own family. He's not good at reforming others. He takes his own medicine, and he deals with his own family, even with his own grandmother. And what had turned him against his grandmother? What was it? It was her idolatry. She was the queen mother, position of clout and authority and respect and tradition here, a place in society that was dignified and very high indeed. But it doesn't matter. This woman is deposed from her position. Why? Because she had made a repulsive, note the word, repulsive Asherah pole. Idolatry is not only ridiculous. How many times the prophets, God through the prophets, mocks idolatry. It's not only ridiculous, though, it's repulsive. And Asa is thorough here. He removes the Asherah pole. He removes his grandmother from her place of dignity. But he takes the pole, and he doesn't just stick it in a museum that it can come back out again. You remember, this happened with the brass serpent on the pole. Israel began to worship it. No, Asa goes the whole hog, and he takes the pole, he pulls it down, he breaks it up, and he burns it in the Kidron Valley in the place of shame. Now, this is a thorough work, extending into his own family. They say charity begins at home. Well, reform begins at home. It begins with me. Before I begin to reform others, I must reform myself. Brother and sister, this is a word for us. We must take the word to ourselves first. We can't preach to others unless we have first preached to ourselves, and with effect. Now, Asa didn't do everything completely, fully, according to God's mind, although he did not remove the high places from Israel. Nevertheless, his heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. But we shall meet some exception even later in his life. But nevertheless, this is the overall impression that God would have of this man. Leave with us. And again, he brought into the temple of God the silver and gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. So what have we got here? Well, we've got the negative, haven't we? We got the pulling down, and we got the positive, the building up. Remember, Jeremiah was told this, pull down and build up. Remember, Christ, cleanse the temple, get rid of the chaff, get rid of the nonsense, burn the nonsense. Now, this is Old Covenant, remember. This is Old Covenant. We don't use whips today. We don't chop up things today. It's a spiritual warfare we're engaged in. Not iconoclasm in the sense of physical battles. We engage in the battle of the mind, leading captivity every thought to Christ. We destroy arguments. We demolish reasonings. We tackle philosophies. 2 Corinthians 10 is very clear. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. They are spiritual. But of course, the physical we see, Christ cleansing the temple. Well, what for us then? We see Asa getting rid of the idolatry. For us, let's restore the biblical ecclesia. Let's clear out the clutter that's come into the Church of Jesus Christ. Let's get back to the scriptural position. And what about the gospel? The gospel today is a worldly gospel. It's the gospel of the marketplace, of the entertainment hall, of the cafe, of the restaurant, of the holiday camp. Or may we get back to the scriptural gospel. Look at Galatians chapter 1, indeed. Look at most of the letters, nearly all the letters that Paul wrote. He was tackling error in the gospel, false teaching, and restoring the truth, maintaining the truth, establishing the truth. Well, let us learn from Asa and get rid of the rubbish and build up the positive. I notice also it says, all his life, verse 17. It was no flash in the pan. He didn't start with a burst of fireworks and then end out as a whimper. He, all his life, it says. Now, as I've said, there are some snags in this to come. There are some hiccups and some sad things. But nevertheless, the impression that God would leave with us is that this man was committed to the Lord, even to his own family, even in his own relationships. What it must have cost him, well, he met that cost. Let us thank God that such men were around in those days. May we be men and women, brother and sister in Christ, who will, whatever the cost, whatever the rejection, even by family and friends, may we stand for Christ and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we do so with love, yes, but with determination and with spiritual growth in our hearts and delight in our hearts and a personal application in our own lives, and then live for the glory of God and be a blessing to many others. May it be so, for Christ's sake. Amen.